Now, maybe you can take us back in time to a moment when they're calling you out and this kick that you're going to make is going to make or break the outcome. If you make the kick, you win. If you don't, you lose. I'm sure you've been there. I know you have. What's going on inside your mind at that time, and how do you control the nervous tension or all those fans all around you and all that pressure? What's going on inside your mind?
Well, you know what? I'm not going to tell you that I never was nervous, never had butterflies. I think there wasn't a game that I never did walk into it without having butterflies, not knowing what the next 3 hours was going to lay out for you. But that's good. That's good to have the butterflies, the adrenaline going, and being pumped to go out there and perform. But in the process of doing your job, especially my job, I always focused on the positives. I told myself that I was going to succeed. I was going to outkick the other kicker. I was going to be perfect. I was going to kick the game-winning field goal. I was going to, you know, make a difference when I punted. I just kept telling myself that all the time. And on top of that, I would always, and I mean always, visualize every one of my kicks before I even went on the field. I would try to picture in my mind what I could do with this field goal and how it's going to look, and visualize the actual snap from center going to the holder and the holder putting the ball down on the ground, and having myself approach the ball, watch myself, you know, kick it off my foot and then float through the air through the goalpost, and watching that crowd in the end zone cheer you on because you made that field goal. Visualization and that positiveness as far as self-talk was very important to me. There's a lot of kicks in my career that I really don't remember when I crossed from the bench onto the field, because I was so focused on the preparation on the sidelines that when I walked onto the field, that's all I could think about. And I think that's important in anything you do in life. I think if you tell yourself you're going to succeed, you visualize it, that's going to make yourself feel good about yourself so you can go out there and perform. Of course, on top of that, it just doesn't work as simple as that. There's this constant amount of hours of work that you have to put in, so you can become good at what you do, and then the visualization and the positive self-talk just enhances your performance in whatever you do.
So do you think sport is a paradigm of life?
I very much so. I mean, everything I've talked about here, I mean, what other profession or things in life do you want to put instead of the word football? And everything I've talked about has relevance to other things that are happening to us in our everyday lives.